Hello.
Hello. Did you have a chance to have the stuff before you came in?
What, this?
Yeah.
Yeah, another look at it.
Okay.
What's USP?
How you feeling? Oh, unique selling point.
Well, I don't really get it.
You did this last year.
How are you feeling, Aidan? You okay?
Yeah, a bit better now.
Yeah. Okay.
So I
tried to go to the doctor.
No, I didn't go in the end. Just rang him. He said, just rest. That's all we said.
I think it's only if you're struggling to breathe or you're coughing something up.
No, I'm not confident.
That we do need a doctor's note.
It's just tight chest, that's it.
Yeah.
We do need a doctor's note after 2 days. Okay.
Mm. Okay, Aidan, so we're recording this, so it will recording of it will go.
Start now.
So it can go in your blog as evidence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what are your plans after the end of this course?
Well, after the course, I'm probably hoping to go to, like, university and study, like, film production. So nothing to do with, like in the media, they can do, like, other things. So I just want to do, like, production, like, camera work and stuff like that.
And have you learned about any courses or anything that you're interested in? Have you got that far in your research yet, or are you not quite there?
Well, I found one in, like, Liverpool. I think it was John Moore or something.
And it's film production, is it?
Yeah, film production, yeah.
So I thought John Moore's was more of a...
You want to avoid the word studies, basically, yeah. In the title of the courses.
Yeah,
because
I double-checked that. Because I always thought John Moore's
was... I saw that ages ago.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like already you've got an idea of what you want to do, but you now need to just put the research time in.
Yeah.
Because we would love to just provide you with a list. Like, Aidan, these are your 5 universities, but the only person who can do that is you. It has to be you. You know what you want. You know what you want to do. You know where you want to live. And you know all the things to consider, like geography, like where's the nearest airport?
Yeah.
Is it a good big city or is it a rubbish back of beyond town that you're not going to have anything to do in your spare time.
Half a day to get to the nearest airport.
You know, like Northumberland University, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And so just to have those kind of conversations within your own head. I don't know. I'm just saying, whatever, as an example.
Yeah.
So have you considered any other options other than going to university?
Yeah, probably just go into full-time work. I don't want to do a gap year because I feel like for me it's a bit of a waste of time.
Okay.
Probably get anything done within a gap year.
So have you done pros and cons, yeah?
Yeah, I've
done
that.
Down into the thing.
Yeah.
And full-time job in Jersey?
Yeah, probably is in Jersey, yeah.
And what field would you want to work in Jersey, realistically?
Realistically, probably like finance maybe or something like that. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't to do media, I'd probably try and look for a job in finance, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think it's quite likely that you will be able to go to university though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're all right with student finance and everything like that. Like, you know, have you done any research into how you fund university?
Fund university?
So you have to pay.
Yeah, the government or something. They give
you like, so do you live at home with your parents?
Yeah.
So it all goes on what your parents earn, basically. Okay. So you need to have a conversation
we'll
with them.
Someone needs
to talk, about student finance. So,
Jane and Mary do as well.
So, what skills then, if we imagine the route going to uni, we're applying for university to do film production, what skills do you think you've got that are going to help you get that place at uni? What skills can you shout about?
Well, for the course that I want to do.
Mm. Could be technical skills or it could be personal skills.
Oh, sorry, have you actually decided what courses you're going to do?
Film production.
Have you whittled it down?
Yeah, right? Film.
Have you chosen your 5? Or,
no, he just knows what he'd like to do. He just hasn't found the actual universities.
Okay. Yeah. Right, skills. I like to work in a team. Probably have to work in a team in there. I feel like I've got good communication
What
skills.
Do you bring to a team? When you're in a team, why would I want you in my team?
Well, I'll get the work done.
Okay, so that's the skill then, right?
Yeah.
You're hardworking. You work to a deadline. Make sure it gets done.
Yeah.
And you enjoy sharing that with a group of people rather than working in isolation, which I think is the same for lots of people, actually. Mm. We all prefer working as part of a team. So that's one skill, that you work hard to meet deadlines and you'll get the work done. What about other skills that you've got?
I'm organised.
Okay.
Organisational skills.
Yeah.
Communication skills.
Give me an example of when you've had good communication skills.
I say I don't know something, or someone else doesn't know anything, I can tell them what it is, or ask someone if I need help or something like that.
Okay. So what about your personal skills then? You've mentioned organisation, communication, teamwork, but getting the work done. Mm. Conscientiousness.
Yeah.
Right? So what about then technical skills? Like if I was getting together a group of students and I wanted to make a film and I was choosing somebody to be in my team to come and do this paid job, why would I choose you from a technical point of view? Like what are you good at?
I feel I'm pretty good with a camera.
Yeah, like in what way?
Like getting different angles and like seeing how the scene will be before like shooting and stuff like that.
I think you've got a good eye.
Yeah.
So is that more to do with the planning or the actual shooting? Pre-production or the actual shooting?
The actual shooting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You think you've got quite a creative eye?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know, isn't it? Like, if I was putting a team together and someone else is like, I'm really good at post-production, and you're like, well, I've got a really good eye on a shoot, I feel like I've got some really creative ideas. Brilliant. It's good to know what you enjoy and what you're good at. So what skills do you think you need to... Oh, outside of college, though. So in college, you've talked about these skills, but what about outside of college? Is there anything you've done, either filmmaking or creative work, or in your like Saturday job or your life outside in your football team or whatever, where you've demonstrated these skills or some different skills?
So it has to be like related to me though.
No, some people talked about their leadership in their football team. Some people have talked about on the Saturday job working with the public or.
Well, probably yeah. Like on my Sunday job, like you just like get better like with people.
Where do you work?
Talk to them as cult.
Okay.
Like sometimes you have to deal with like quite annoying people.
Yeah.
And then you have to like just work around the situation.
We call annoying people the public.
The public. Yeah.
Working with the public can be quite challenging.
Yeah.
And what have you had to like draw? Like what skill is it that helps you manage these people?
Stay calm.
Staying calm, yeah. Being like, professional.
Yeah.
Because actually what you want to say and what you do say are two separate things. And you've got the company's best interests at heart as well. Like you don't want you don't want the people to think that the co-op's a disaster, like you're representing your company and have a okay. All right. So, Dimos, do you want to take a question first?
What skills do you feel you need to develop?
What skills?
Or develop further?
Well, I'd probably get better at like, my technical skills, obviously. Like, that can always keep developing.
Yeah.
In particular, what?
Like, I say anything.
Anything?
Like, editing and all that. Like I can learn a lot more than that because I know like the basics of it, but I need to learn and develop on that a bit more because I'm going to need that
post production stuff. And I think that fits with you saying your skills are on set shooting.
Yeah.
And actually, your areas for development are what you do with that material after, and the techniques that you can use, and little tricks and how are you going to do that then? How are you going to get better at that?
Well, you can go online and look at tutorials and stuff like that.
Okay.
And like, ask teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, to help me.
Yeah.
With it.
Do you think you need to be, I don't know, because the shooting bit for me is like, I'm obviously not at all experienced in this bit. I've only ever made films on an iPad, so we, because that's what I've got. So the, anyway, my point is, do you think to know what you're going to do with it post-production, it will influence what you do when you're actually in the shoot?
Post-production.
So if you know what you're going to... You've got an idea of what you're going to do with it when you edit in post-production.
Yeah.
Does that influence what you actually do in the shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, Is it about knowing what you want the end product to look like and then working backwards?
Yeah.
So I think as well as doing your online tutorials, it's about maybe researching into how that affects how you shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
sense? Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I think you've got a really good creative eye. I think that you are really good at reading films and analysing films, like the work you were doing with Scarface and all of that. I think you've got a real creative insight into what a director's doing. I think that you are, I think you've got a really creative eye. But for you to be able to visualise, to produce what you're visualising in your head, you need to get a better understanding of what you're going to do after. Do you know what I mean? I'm not you're probably using the right terminology.
No, I get what you mean.
Yeah. So to get that experience now before you shoot is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. To...
And anything you do, anything that you look at, right, that could go towards your research. Make sure you bookmark the links, right, put them into your research dossier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anything.
Yeah.
All right. So whether it's for unit 11, unit 12, okay, make sure that you know that you. Don't just watch this stuff and not get the credit for watching it. Okay, let me know that you've done it.
Yeah, if you've done some online course, put it in.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all that goes, that needs to go into the dossier, the research.
And also thinking about university applications, saying you've done an online course on this and an online course on that, and you've, it's all evidence that you give a damn about what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can't lie.
Not in line.
So,
we need to see the evidence, basically.
We need to see it in the actual final product.
Can't just say that, sort of, I did this and I did that.
It's like, I'm grade 8 ballet, go on. No, I just did an online course, you don't need to see it. So, another skill I think that you need to develop, Aidan, is projecting your personality a little bit in these sorts of situations, because I think that you actually do care quite a lot. I think that you've got quite a clear idea of what you want to do, and I think you're secretly quite conscientious and that you do care. But the way you project yourself to us or in these situations is that you're not really bothered either way. And
we're relaxed.
Yeah, relaxed. Okay, that's polite. Relaxed. Yeah. And the problem with relaxed is it suggests lazy.
Yeah.
When you're not. And I think the two can be confused. So when you're in an interview situation or in a professional situation, you, even though inside you're thinking, no worries, this is cool, I'm fine, you need to be more like, no, I really want this, and I'm showing you through my body language and the way that I speak, because I think you can be misunderstood.
Yeah.
And you don't want that misunderstanding to come in an interview or in an online conversation with somebody. And I think it's easy fixed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I know in that situation, when you're surrounded by your mates, you don't want to suddenly be like, oh, I've got the answer. Listen to me. And I know that that's not you and that's not your personality. And I'm not asking you to change your personality at all. But I think you need to know when you need to turn it on. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because you're an adult now, pretty much. So you don't want people to misunderstand you.
Mm-hmm.
But this also links into your unique selling point. Your unique selling point, what do you think that is? Why would I choose you over anyone to be on my course or to be in my team if I was making a film? What is unique about you that I'm going to get with you that I won't get with any other ones in that room?
Not actually, no. Can't think of one.
All right, I think that this noise outside is part of it. What am I going to get with you that I don't get with them?
What's that?
I'm not going to get any drama with you, Aidan.
No drama?
I'm not going to get any drama with Aidan. No. That's his unique selling point. Don't you think that it's not about your ego? It's not about you shouting about how amazing you are. It's not about you showing off or wanting to be the center of attention or the leader, or you're just going to get the job done with no drama.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's fair?
Yeah,
Yeah, I was supposed to chill out.
Yeah.
Just get my job done.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, but that is your unique selling point, because you underestimate how, when you work in the creative industries, yeah, how many people are hard work to work with. And I don't mean that in a good way. Like, they're difficult to manage, difficult to do as that, like, they won't do as they're told. Yeah. They just kick up a fuss or bring drama. Whereas you don't do that. You just get your head down and get it done. And that, I think, is your unique selling point.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked that out. I wouldn't have thought that was a unique thing, but...
But look around the room.
Oh, yeah, you kind of think of it, yeah.
You and Dragos are quite similar in that. Yeah. Similar unique selling points.
Well, we're literally the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why you're mates.
Yeah.
But you imagine you're up against Dragos for one job. Do you know what I mean? Then your net, you know, your unique selling point is very similar, but then do you then get to talk about your knowledge and understanding of film?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's another unique selling point, that you have a good knowledge and understanding of film and the genre that you're interested in, you know, inside out, and you understand it. So it's about measuring yourself up against other people and thinking, how am I different to everybody else? And how can I spin that to make it a positive? And how am I better? And so you might be like, well, I'm just like a bit shy and chilled. That isn't a unique selling point. But the fact that we don't get drama with you, that you don't make a song and dance about everything that we ask you to do, the fact that you just get your head down and get on with it, it sounds like it's not that much of a strength, but it is. God, from an employer's point of view, that's all you want, someone who just shuts up and gets on with their work. Not someone who's like, can I just talk to you about something? Can I just talk to you about something? I'm not very happy about this. I'm not very happy. Like, those people are a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I think it's brilliant. Short term then, working towards these goals, we're on number 8 now. What are you going to do between now and January, or now and Christmas, to ensure that you're progressing towards what you want to do? Some really obvious things that you're going to do between now and Christmas to make sure you get to university to do your course.
Just keep working hard.
Yeah.
Just get on the work done.
Yeah.
Get them in by deadlines and stuff like that.
So that's one thing. But what about the actual logistics of getting to university?
Oh, right. Well, I get, like, do you need a CV?
So,
for this uni, we need to see.
I made
not for university, you don't.
Not for city, not no.
So for your university application, there's an online portal called UCAS.
All right, yeah.
And on there is the application form where you would put in all your personal details, address, blah blah blah, and then you put your five choices of university.
That needs to be done.
And then,
by the end of the month,
the hardest bit.
Well, you need to know in the next couple of weeks what you want to apply for so that you can work on your personal statement.
Which is the hardest bit, which is like an essay that you write about why you deserve a place on this course.
I said to them yesterday, you know, just put down, start your personal statement, put all the stuff down, yeah? Have a look and see what they, you know, sort of do. There's loads of stuff. I've got handouts in the... on Teams as well. Okay, there's
how to write a good personal statement.
Yeah, there's loads of information online.
I would Google how to write a good personal statement for a media course.
Yeah, just put all the stuff down for now, and then once you know what courses you're applying for, then we'll tailor it to that specific. And I think you've got a certain amount of characters that you can use.
4,000
odd characters. Okay.
So
we'll need to whittle it down a little bit.
Short term, do a really, really good job on your Unit 9 and 10 trailer.
Yeah.
So that you've got some real good examples of your film production work that you can put in your website.
Onto the website and for what we're going to do next.
Choose those 5 university courses and then write your personal statement. That all needs to be done before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Skills development, get on your online Adobe...
Yeah.
Whatever courses that you're interested in, and start developing those skills so that when you do create this trailer, you're pushing yourself to do something different that you haven't done before, either post-production or while you're shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything else you wanna ask or need any help with? No. Okay.
That's it.
Great. Cool. Right. See? No drama.
No drama.
No drama. Thanks, Aidan.
Could you send Holly in, please? Yeah.